Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Another disturbing layer was uncovered in the classroom shooting incident of Virginia teacher Abigail Zwerner, who suffered life-threatening injuries after being targeted a 6-year-old student. The educator raised concerns of the student's behavior in 2 separate emails to administration before he brought a gun to school, RadarOnline.com has learned. Zwerner, 25, was a first-grade teacher at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia, when she was allegedly shot by a student during class instruction on January 6, 2023. Emails from the first-grade teacher revealed a haunting paper trail that was callously ignored by school administration staff. In the months prior to the disturbing incident, Zwerner shared how uncomfortable she felt with a student in her class. Zwerner detailed separate incidents in 2 emails, which gave her pause for both fellow students and her own safety. The first incident allegedly took place on October 11, according to the New York Post. Zwerner alerted administrators that a student displayed concerning behavior after he allegedly gave one of his classmates the middle finger. Less than a month later, Zwerner sent superiors another email regarding the student's alleged actions. Zwerner described a typical elementary classroom setting that turned violent. The teacher shared that the same student from her previous email pushed another student to the ground after he bumped into a classmate while running around the class. "As of today, I do not feel comfortable with him returning to my classroom today," the teacher wrote in a follow-up email that was sent to then-principal Brianna Foster Newton and then-assistant principal Ebony Parker. The teacher also suggested a meeting with the student's parents to discuss behavioral difficulties. Never miss a story. Sign up for RadarOnline.com newsletter to get your daily dose of dope. Breaking. Celebrity news. All free. The teacher shared in an email on November 22 that the meeting with the student's father could help put some things in place to support the first grader amid the worrisome incidents. The student's father told the district after the alleged shooting that his son suffers from an acute disability and was under a care plan at the school that included his mother or father attending school with him and accompanying him to class every day. Additionally, the father claimed that the day of the shooting was the first week when we were not in class with him. Educators at Richneck Elementary first raised alarm with superiors that they believed the first grade student brought a gun to school hours before Zwerner was struck by a bullet in her hand and chest. Between 11:15 and 11:30 a.m. on January 6, Zwerner claimed she reported that the student allegedly threatened to beat up another classmate. An hour later, another teacher claimed they told administration they searched the student's backpack and found no weapon. However, they felt there was still a threat and that the student could have the gun on their person. School administration allegedly dismissed the claims and alleged the student would not be able to fit a gun in their pockets. A third teacher reported to administration around 1 p.m. that the student allegedly showed a gun to another student at recess and threatened to use the weapon if the student reported him. The third teacher also claimed administration told them to wait out the situation because the school day was almost over. The former principal's attorney denied the claims and alleged 0 staff members reported a gun on campus the day of the incident.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.